USA Radio News with Wendy King.
I am on second thoughts about everything.
President Trump speaking about the trade war with China. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told CBS's Face the Nation that the Chinese are taking the tariff hit.
As far as any impact here, I will argue, as I have, it's a very small, minimal impact. The burden of this thing is falling way on China.
Meanwhile, at the G7, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, through an interpreter, said he and President Trump have agreed on a $7 billion trade agreement that would increase U.S. corn, beef, and pork exports to Japan.
We would like to make sure that our teams would accelerate the remaining work so as to achieve this goal of realizing the signing of the agreement on the margins of the U.N. General Assembly at the end of September.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
There's a tropical storm watch up for parts of the Caribbean as Tropical Storm Dorian moves in. Meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
Anybody in and around Puerto Rico, Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and the southern Bahamas need to watch it closely. The official forecast track has it weakened to a tropical depression once it moves over the mountainous, you know, terrain of Hispaniola. However, if it takes a further north track, and some of our computer models show that, it would maintain its intensity, possibly intensify more once it gets into the Bahamas, and then maybe impact Florida.
A former Illinois congressman and Tea Party favorite, who is now a popular radio host, Joe Walsh, has announced a challenge to President Trump for the Republican nomination in 2020.
We have someone in the White House who we all know is unfit. Someone who lies virtually every time he opens his mouth. And someone who places his own interests above the nation's interest at every single turn. We cannot afford four more years of Donald Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
NFL star Andrew Luck is hanging up his helmet. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
After the Indianapolis Colts quarterback heard boos while walking off the field, he walked to a podium to make the surprise decision official, saying he's retiring at age 29 after a series of bouts with injuries and several years of being in pain.
I've been stuck in this process. I haven't been able to live the life I want to live, taking the joy out of this game, and the only way forward is to remove myself from football in this cycle that I've been in.
He wasn't going to make the announcement until late Sunday, but after a reporter leaked the story on Saturday, he changed his plans.
Sad news for rock star Eddie Money. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Baby, hold on to me. Whatever will be, will be. The future is ours to see. So baby, hold on to me.
Eddie Money says he now has stage 4 esophageal cancer. The singer, known for such hits as Two Tickets to Paradise and Take Me Home Tonight, says his fate is now in God's hands. Money's comments appear in a video released from his Access television reality series called Real Money. The full episode airs on September 12th. In the video, Money said he discovered he had cancer after what he thought was a routine checkup. He's had numerous health problems recently, including heart valve surgery earlier this year and pneumonia after the procedure, leading to the cancellation of his summer tour.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.